Good evening and welcome to the December 13th, 2006 Board of Directors meeting of the Oceano Community Services District. Roll call, please.
President Dahl.
Here.
Vice President Bookout.
Here.
Director Dean.
Here.
Director Hill.
Here.
Director Mann.
Here.
Okay, if you would all please stand and join me for the flag salute. Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. As to the Republic.
Two director-elects would like to stand, please. And raise your right hand and insert your name at the appropriate place. I did give you copies if you wanted. I do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, and welcome to another term in service, or term in service, or your first one. This takes us on to item number four, which is the election of officers. And the election of officers takes place on the last meeting of December each year, where we elect the new president and a new vice president. And the new president is elected first, and then the new seated president will run the elections for the vice president. And at this point in time, I'd like to open up nominations for president.
I'd like to nominate Jim Hill.
Okay, we have a nomination for Jim Hill. I would also like to nominate Barbara Mann. Do we have any other nominations? One more time, any more nominations? Okay, then we'll close the nominations. Would anyone from the public like to speak on this issue? Okay, hearing none, we'll go to...
Okay, that brings us to item B under 4A, which is election of the vice president. I'll open nominations for vice president.
I'd like to nominate Barbara Mann for vice president.
I would like to nominate Bill Bookout for vice president.
Okay, we have Barbara Mann and Bill Bookout nominated. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, I would move that the nominations be closed. And ask for a vote, please, Gina.
I get this right. Vice President Bookout.
Myself.
Director Dahl.
Barbara Mann.
Director Dean.
Bill Bookout.
Director Mann.
Myself.
President Hill.
Bill Bookout.
you.
Okay, that brings us to item number 5, public comment. Any member of the public may address the board on any item that's not on the published agenda, anything that's within the jurisdiction of the board. Any items that are on the public agenda will have a specific comment item before each of those items. So this should be basically for items that are not on the published agenda tonight. And because there's a large group, we request that presentations be limited to 3 minutes. So is there anyone that would like to address the board at this time?
I will. Oh, go ahead, please. Okay, my name is Mary Lucy Oceano. First of all, once again, I want to thank the board for supporting the Valero gas station and the coffee shop and the new jewelry shop as a public restroom. No more going into the alleys and things. They're like doing it right there in front of everybody. And so I beg of you to please try to find the resources to just put a porta potty there for right now. It's such a public hazard. It's unbelievable. And it's really not fair to us, and it's not fair to the businesses or the people. And that's the fastest, quickest fix I can think of to get a public restroom this side of the railroad tracks. They're doing their thing in our parking lot, next to our trash can, on our flower beds. It's horrifying, and it really is a bad situation. So I'll chip in for the porta potty. You know, it's just that valuable at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Dale Clegg, Oceano. I want to congratulate everybody that won their office, and I'm hoping that everybody in Oceano will appreciate what we've got here, and you guys maybe will help Oceano get cleaned up and be a better town. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment for the board? Okay. Hearing none brings us... I'm sorry. Come ahead. Please state your name and place of residence.
I'm Joe Shacker. I'm proud to be a resident of Oceano. I'm not so proud of what might be happening later tonight here. I think that maybe a personal agenda and maybe some vendettas on the agenda might be occurring. Over the past few years, I've been as active as I would like. I haven't been as active as I would like to be in attending these meetings. But I've always felt they've been run professionally by the general manager and its employees, and it's been a real asset to the community. When I had attended the OCSD meetings, although different factions sometimes surfaced, the good of the community as a whole seemed to be the driving force to do the right thing. Now, have the motives of you, the decision makers, are they changing right before their eyes? Is the good of the entire community? Blame was placed on the general manager for the increase of $375 or more in property tax to pay for the AG Creek maintenance. This was a total fabrication, a lie to gain votes, and unfortunately, it worked. Falsehoods were posted on the recent elected candidate's website, for example, that the general manager was going to raise everyone's water rates, and by electing that candidate, the general manager would be replaced. But let me remind you, the district has done everything in its power to keep the rates the lowest in the county. This new member has made constant accusations about the general manager and employees of the OCSD with nothing or very little to back up these accusations. Baseless allegations concerning this member's property adjoining the water yard have been made. Campaign threats to replace all of the OCSD employees have resulted in an atmosphere of stress. In gathering information for this report, I've been told that this new board member makes accusations, plays the victim, then tries to garner sympathy. If that's true, you should leave these tendencies behind. Please, all board members, leave your personal agendas and any desire of revenge at the door. Enter with humility, understanding, and the desire to make decisions for the good of the entire community. But we have good news, folks. We have a professional, well-seasoned, hard-working general manager. Our general manager has a reputation of hard-nosed bargaining when dealing with other agencies. As a result, our community comes out way ahead. You should be thankful of the general manager's knowledge and ability to represent our district. We have many examples. Juanita and McCarthy streets were replaced. Another is the transition to the professional fire department, which we have. The general manager, along with the help of the OCSD board and the community, professionally worked with representatives from Grover Beach and Aurora Grande to thwart attempts by Pismo Beach to dump all their waste into our community. One of the few proponents for this dumping is now on the board. This proponent's members' view is clearly not held by the majority of the community and is not in our best interest. Another example of the general manager's capabilities almost blossomed into a solution of the flooding at Highway 1 and 13th Street. The general manager entered into negotiations with Caltrans, the railroad, and the county, where Caltrans made an offer that they would come up with 90% of the money if the district could find the other 10%. Read about it in the paper. At that meeting, people were gathered to come and complain about nothing ever being done and basically lambasted the people that were working with the general manager to get something done about the flooding, particularly that in front of one of another current member's property. I'll call that member Mr. X. Because of this meeting and the people putting down the representatives of Caltrans, the railroad, and the county, they all backed off their earlier proposal. This was the catalyst that started the lawsuit against the district by Mr. X. This member is suing OCSD, even though the district has nothing to do with it other than to lobby the agencies to fix the flooding. Mr. X is causing our community thousands of dollars in attorney fees. We were 90% there, folks, but a fix to the flooding was thwarted by our overzealous board members.
Could I ask that you...
My personal opinion is that Mr. X purchased the property fully aware that flooding has occurred at this location for decades, and because of this, has no grounds for a lawsuit. In any event, Mr. X has a conflict of interest when it comes to deciding the general manager's fate. I asked our legal advice here tonight to recluse that member from making a decision involving our general manager. He clearly has a conflict of interest. I'd like to bring to light, because we have personal agendas overriding the community. And one last item, and then I will sit down to please all of you. I have minutes of a recording of another distinguished member of this board left on the OCSD phone. If anyone would like to see it, or if you'd like to read me to read snippets from you about this recording left by this distinguished gentleman, left to our manager, it has all kinds of profanities. It has threats to the employees of the OCSD. And this is things I want to be left at the door. I want the community as a whole to be represented, not your personal agendas.
Thank you. Other comment?
I'm Barbara Carey, Oceano Community Center, and I'd like to reference a recent editorial in the Tribune criticizing a lame duck board for extending the general manager's contract. In fact, that board, I think, demonstrated ensure that the bulk of the money goes for actual sewer repair and not for numerous studies and reports. It's unlikely that anybody new coming into the project would have the state and county contacts that Mitch has, and certainly wouldn't be as well-versed in the issues. No funder likes to see a key staff change before, during, or after funding a project. They need to know and feel confident in who they're dealing with. They need to know that the person in charge of the project is capable of administering it. Mitch has an excellent track record for bringing projects in under budget and under time. Witness the sheriff's substation. Time is of the essence here. Delays will only result in increased construction costs. The sewer is a health and safety issue that affects everyone in Oceano, not just the interest of a few people. Mitch and I have worked together well, but we've also been on opposite sides of the table. We haven't always seen eye to eye, but he's always been professional, trustworthy, consistent, and respectful. We've been able to reach agreements both sides could live with. In closing, it's easy to criticize, to find fault, and to tear things apart. It's far more challenging to develop creative solutions. Fortunately for the district, Mitch thrives on challenges and has the background and skills to effect positive change. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Mark Wampler. Congratulations, President Hill, also Pamela, Oceano resident. I am appalled about what I just heard a few minutes ago. If these cameras were not here, I can't imagine how much worse it would have been. President Hill, because of a campaign promise, we have televised meetings. Also because of a campaign promise, you have saved a potential over $40,000 to this district by alleviating a special board member perk. Thank you for that. The people have voted their choice, and the people have spoken. And it's amazing that the opposition have stooped to such measures as name-calling and these kind of tactics. I think it's a shame. And I think the new administration is going to bring the sweeping changes that begun in 05. More power to you. Thanks.
Thank you. Other public comment? Will?
Gentlemen, ladies, I don't know how. Pamela Dean, congratulations. Very professional thing to do. There's nothing that the board can be proud of. A few of these projects I want to have listed here I'd like to mention, and one of them, and probably some of them have already been covered. The increase in property tax assessments was not brought about by anything that the OCSD manager has done. It is a result of Prop 218, and it was also approved by the voters at the last election. Mr. Cooney has had nothing to do with this assessment. Street Talk has it that one member of this OCSD board has been out telling the voters that the OCSD manager has been is responsible for this. Hearsay. He has nothing to do. Yeah, hearsay, but nevertheless, it's been broadcast all over the community. He has had nothing to do with this. The voters said that this would happen, and it did, and it has. Had Prop 218 failed, and we should all be aware of this, had Prop 218 failed, the flood zone would have been taken over by the state, and the tax in property tax assessment would have been increased by 60%. The other thing are regarding the water rates that have been increased in the, all of the five cities area. This increase was imposed by the state to help pay for the maintenance costs of the Lopez Dam. Oceano also needed an update of its equipment needed for the preparation and distribution of the water that's spread out to the whole town of Oceano and throughout the community. The project has not was not instigated by the OCSD manager, but rather the state of California. If you have a complaint, you should go to them. The money had to come from somewhere, and it involved in the water rates increase, as we know. So I asked the board to please, let's become professional once again and be respectful of everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Other public comment?
My name is Lucinda Johnson. I'm a former staff member at OCSD, and I would just like baring its teeth of concerned citizens, I guess speaking for the citizens here. You'll notice a puppy in the upper left with a time bomb strapped to its neck. This site came from Pamela's site and turned into the OCSD watchdog site. And the only people that have been named as people designed in the development of the site are listed under Contact the Watchdog, where it says it's a group of concerned citizens. Often in this site, the word I is used over and over, but yet no one has taken any responsibility for what I find to be politics at its ugliest and its worst. And these people are claiming to speak for all of you in this room as concerned citizens of Oceano. The fear-mongering and harassment that's been put on the OCSD staff by you, Mrs. Dean, before you were even an elected official here, before you had a chance to learn the water business, before you had a chance to really see what the other 70% of the citizens who didn't vote for you had to say, is just frightening to me. So frightening so that I actually resigned my position here, and the district is losing a good employee because it's quite frankly not only unprofessional but really kind of beyond disappointing that elected officials would threaten staff members with their livelihood, forcing them to go out and look for new jobs. And I thought, I have a replica of the time bomb. I don't know if you would think it unoffensive maybe to wear that around your neck. But I think if this is who you voted for, you know, that's what you're getting. A little picture of animal cruelty on a website. Oh, yeah, that it's a watch. It's a watch, a puppy with a watch. And a vicious dog here.
Excuse me, the speaker has,
anyway,
at the podium has
before. If this is the tone that's being set by this board, I just feel sorry for those of you who are actually here in this room to get some business done.
Now be careful. I know how to 7 to 8 years, and I think that only Oceano has benefited from it. Every complaint I've ever made in this district has been responded to, except for the porta potties, but that's another topic. But Mr. Cooney has sent somebody out to check things out. I've had numerous floods at my house, and Phil is there in a New York minute, and it's Oceano. So I think what's happened is that it's time for a shift, and Mr. Cooney has given his all to this district. And we've sucked it out, and we've used every bit of his knowledge and every bit of his experience. And some of the things to be proud of is the community center at the top. But at some point, we need more. We need some diversity. We need maybe a few leaders. You know, I think that Mr. Cooney, we've tapped him out. There is no more left in this man. You know, and so there are people who are very good at planning, who can bring an entire community along and not leave segments of society behind. There doesn't have to be a sacrifice. There's whole studies about gentrification, and it's happening poorly in our town. And we need somebody who's very aware of those plannings, not a body that's full of nonprofits who have no idea what they're doing, except for flooding all the water to Coast Highway, which is going through my house. You know, those kinds of things need to be readjusted. And I think the leadership in this office needs to be readjusted as well. And it seems that it's naturally evolving with this recent resignation. So, you know, I think that the man should only be commended from all of us for everything that he's contributed. But I do think it's time that we bring in somebody who's strong in policy, who knows Baba Barkser personally with Nunez and can get right in there and use that federal money that they're going to use on flooding in the state of California. And our name is at the top of the list, not just Sacramento at the top of the list. We have somebody who has ties from state, federal, and local all the way down, where this is not an issue. This is just a daily routine, what happens out there, no, but no more. And once again, the planners are destroying our community because we don't have the skill level of leaders in there that we need. It's time. And so I personally, Mr. Cooney, I want to
hear and read the comments degrading the work that has been done by some of our current and former directors. We all know that this district is in excellent financial shape. You know, our water's good, our sewer's good. We have a great fire department. So have people make comments that were posted on this website like the directors that have never had the district's best interests at heart to finally show their true colors, and this was in reference to the vote at the last meeting to extend the general manager's contract. I find it to be an attempt to malign these good people who have worked hard for this town. We'd not be in the good shape we were in were it not for these directors and the ones that came before them that have tried their best to do what was right and in the district's best interests. I've watched this district evolve from that little office down by the post office to the building we have here today. We've had a lot of directors come and go, and sure, they don't always agree, but you know, at least they're able to talk things out, come to decisions. There's never this lack of civility and animosity that we see happening here now. The website's full of complaints and misinformation. It's easy to criticize, but I don't see any solutions on there as to what to do. Nobody wants their bills to increase. You know, none of us want to see our rates go up. But this is a fact of life in every facet, and we just have to face it. Our rates are still the lowest. And, you know, we have to have improvements to the infrastructure so we can continue the quality of life that we enjoy. Like in the sanitation district, we have to keep that plant in top shape. It's just reality. So I just like to suggest to stop the negative energy, always trying to find fault, pointing fingers, you know, just stop. It's taken away from the business of running this district. A lot of people have worked a lot of years. Can I please speak? A lot of people have worked a lot of years to get this town in the great shape it is in today. And all this is doing is destroying all the forward progress that we've made. It's dividing this community. And that's pretty sad because I've always been proud of how this town comes together and sticks together, works together to get things done. And a divided community will get you nowhere except to bankruptcy. So let's get over it. Get on, work together, get down to the business that we're all here to do. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Regina Rocha, and I'm 6 months shy of 20 years residency here in Oceano. I love Oceano, and I'd like to congratulate the new members and say hi to the other ones that I know. I'm here because I'm here because I want to talk about Mitch and what he did when the earthquake almost destroyed my house, my street, and everything else. But when someone mentioned even in the zone, the reason I did it was because I love Oceano. Secondly, when the earthquake struck, I was on business in Los Angeles. My son called me, and he said, what are you doing, Mom? I said, I'm going to lunch. What are you doing? He said, well, I'm in your house. He said, we've had a 6.5 here. He said, your house is really cracked. The sewer line that runs along the side of your house is broken. You have raw sewer bubbling up. The water main behind your house is broken, and the front part of your house is flooded. And the gas mains are broken, and they're evacuating the neighborhood. I said, oh, my God, I'll be right there. He said, exactly what part of evacuating the neighborhood didn't you hear? So I came the next day. Mitch was absolutely fabulous, and the staff. For 3 days, they worked tirelessly, and I don't even know how many hours they put in, to put everything in place to do the repairs, to get the emergency services that we needed and all of the other things. Do you mind? The street, I live on Juanita. Okay, we've got the sewer coming, we've got the water coming, we've got the gas going up. You cannot imagine the holes that were in that street from the repairmen trying to fix everything. They had to reline the sewer pipes. They had to do something with the water. I don't know what. All I know is, every time I went out my front door, there was another hole in my street. The county was going to patch it, which would have left us with really quite a mess, both Juanita and McCarthy. Through Mitch's efforts, he worked with the county, used money from the county, money that we had, and repaved those two streets, which has really been a blessing, except for the fact that now everybody that lives the other side of that street uses Juanita now to get down to Pier, but, you know, we do have to look at some bad things. I think Mitch has done a wonderful job. I respect your 3 minutes, and I really think it would be a sad thing for him to leave us.
Thank you.
Good evening. I and myself and a few other people, I think, would like to speak on the public employee performance evaluation, and I'm assuming that's because of Mitch Cooney. Is that who you're talking about? On the closed session, item 8.
The general manager. We're not to that agenda item yet.
Well, my question is, should I speak now, Pamela, Mrs. Dean, if I could? This is a yearly evaluation, and all the other board members has had the privilege of watching him work.
If I might, I'm required to have you address your comments to me, if you could.
And you're going to address them to her.
Well, I think it'll... The rules are that the comments be addressed to the president.
Mr. President, I would like to talk about the evaluation, a yearly evaluation that's coming up for Mr. Cooney. And one of the members of your board, Mrs. Pamela Dean, has only been on the board for, 5 minutes? She's sworn in. So, therefore, I think the other board members can speak about his evaluation, performance evaluation. However, I think she should go into closed session and listen and everything else, but I don't think she should vote. I think she should abstain from voting anything for raises, firing, hiring a new manager, whatever, as long as it affects Mr. Cooney. So I would suggest that you would offer, you would accept an abstention from Mrs. Dean, because she hasn't had she shouldn't be put into this position, and neither should Mr. Cooney. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there public comment?
Good evening. My name is David Foster. I've lived in Oceano for over 30 years. And I'd like to say that I'm here to speak on behalf of Mr. Cooney. I've always found him to be the most rational human being in this august body. He seems to get everything done that I think this community needs to be done. He's been very effective. I think if the board had gone along with him, as other people were talking about, then we would have been minus a bunch of problems that we're facing right now and going to have to pay for it all ourselves. The lady who was here, but I believe has just exited, was speaking about Mr. Cooney being tapped out. Last time I shook hands with Mitch, I think he still had a pulse beat. He could also talk and could reflect upon what I was saying. And that, for all intents and purposes, means that maybe he is still alive and functioning and breathing and can use his brain and that sort of thing. So to say that he's tapped out, I don't know what in the world the lady was talking about, and maybe if I ever see her again, I'll ask her. So when you're speaking about someone tapped out, and then the next thing out of the lady's mouth was the fact that she was going to, or we were going to have this white knight come in on a horse and rescue the Oceano and that person. And I don't know of anyone of light like this that wants to come to piddly old Oceano, where I've lived for 30 years, and say, I'll save you. So I don't know what they're talking about. I think the biggest argument around here, at least have been posed by Miss Dean and others, is the fact that Mitch was going to get a raise. If he did get the raise, as I understand it, he would still be the lowest CSD-paid employee in the whole area. So where are we going to offer all this huge money to get the white knight? I just want to know that. I really do want to know that. So if you guys are out there thinking like this person was thinking, I do hope that you will contemplate a new train of thought and maybe actually think before you speak and think before you act on firing a very, very capable man and then end up with God knows what. Now, I can't make it any more emphatic than that. The other point I'd like to make is that I also function on a board, a school board. I was just elected, and I took my oath of office the other night. And I swore to not only uphold the Constitution, but I swore also kind of to be fair-minded, which is expected of all the board members. And I do hope that you do what I'm going to do my damnedest to do, and that is to look at every situation with common sense and with the understanding that I'm here for the taxpayers' benefit and to take care of them. And I hope that you people do the same and that you better learn how to get along and stop this animosity, this bickering, this lies and counter-lies and stupidity that the public out here does not appreciate. Am I correct? And with that in mind, all I'll say is I do hope you learn to work together, and especially those of you new ones, pay attention. I'm going to pay attention on my board. I'm going to do the right thing. And if I don't, I hope the voters come and tell me, get the hell out. And the same goes for you.
My name is Larry Bross. I live down on the beach. I came here to live by the ocean and not to feel all this tension. My gosh. Before this last gentleman spoke, I said to myself, I'm going to get up and say, I'm sorry I came to this meeting. Yes. Power corrupts. Power.
I would like to say that I know Mitch Cooney best through his involvement with our community aside from his duties as manager of OCSD. There isn't a single fundraiser or project benefiting the community that he has not only attended to give his support, but also has worked behind the scenes, helping set up, take down, work in the kitchen, anything that needed to be done. When the Kiwanis Club bought school clothes for the children of Oceano and we had to be in Santa Maria very early in the morning on the weekend, he was there. He was at the opening of the Oceano Library, donating his time, handing out books for the children that were purchased by the Oceano Kiwanis Club. These are just a few examples. There are many, many more. I always look forward to seeing him at these events. He's always a pleasant man, never complaining, willing to help out whenever, wherever needed. I think he's proven himself as a competent general manager, and more importantly, in a small community like ours, he has shown support and a dedication that goes way beyond just performing his job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Okay, Glenda.
Good afternoon, evening, I guess. I'm Glenda Guyton. I've been a resident of Oceano since 1940, so I think I've been here probably longer than anyone else. And I've known every general manager that this district has had since it was first formed in 1981. And under Mr. Cooney's leadership, the financial condition of this district is strong and stable. His knowledge, skills, and expertise have been a tremendous asset to this community. Under his guidance, we have seen our fire department evolve from being just a volunteer to a professional 24-hour, 7 days a week protection for our citizens. We have top-rate equipment and top-rate firefighters. He also secured the modular housing for the firefighters instead of adding onto the firehouse, which saved the district thousands of dollars. Mitch has an excellent working relationship with the federal, state, and local government agencies. He's right on par with other city managers as Oceano's representative at meetings. He has negotiated numerous contracts for the good of the district, one being the garbage company franchise, where Oceano residents enjoy the lowest collection fees. He got the water line for fire suppression extended into the community of Halcyon. These are just a few things that Ms.
Nancy McNeil, Oceano. Just to clarify for the gentleman in the back, I believe what the woman was speaking about was that Mitch indeed has a certain set of skills. There are other people out there who also have skills, and may even have a higher level of skills than he has. So it may be a surprise to all of you, but there are people. The other thing is that we come up here and talk about not being hateful, not being antagonistic to the board, but here we have community members speaking hostile, in a hostile manner, about other active community members. So if we are going to be a community and work together, then let's practice what we're saying to the board.
Excuse me. Let's not comment. The board is trying to entertain comments from the public at the present. Are there any other members of the public would like to address the board?
Antonio Maldonado Rochano. I've been here since 1960, and I still have the problem of flooding. My house is full of water right now with this little bit of water. Okay, I have been bringing this to this office for the last 3 years, and I have talked about that, and nobody is listening. I don't know where Mr. Cooney is, but he hasn't even passed by my street. Okay? I'm not against him. He's a good gentleman and all that, but we do need new faces. We need somebody that does this. Since 1946 that I came to this area, it was the rural area. Oceano was the lowest town there is. Old Grover City grew up. Pismo grew up. Arroyo Grande grew up, Oceano stayed behind, and we're still behind. 30 more years, we're still behind. 4 or 5 more years, we're still going to be behind if this doesn't change. We all have to roll our sleeves, and start working for the community, not for ourselves. Like the gentleman said, is the money going to our pockets? I think so. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment at this time?
Belong to the community. Okay, San Luis Obispo County, all right? In order to get anything done, we have to go through the county. He's restricted on what he can do and what he can't do. I live down in the swamp area in Oceano. They've never paved my streets. Ms. Maldonado's complaining about her street. I know her problem. The gentleman that lives across the street was going to have sidewalks put in, but the county restricted, says, no, you can't because the water's going to flow into her property. We could have a lot of improvements done in this town, and hopefully someday I hope to see this town become a city. Right now, we're OCSD, and we are restricted. Mitch, you know, we say we're going to get somebody else to come in here and take over his job. Do we have a plan of action? Are we ready for it? After the earthquake, I seen the district. I mean, the come in and they repaired the sewers. They took care of whatever problems. We didn't have any backup, and I live in a low area, and I thank them for that. And just hang in there, and you know we'll make it through. Someday we'll become a city. And we'll be able to afford everything.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment at this time? Okay. Hearing none, that brings us to item number 6, review and approval of the minutes of November 22nd, 2006. Are there any comments or questions on the minutes from the board? Any comment on the minutes from the public?
Yes, I do. President Hill, regarding agenda item number 11, reports of directors, related to the Oceano Advisory, I noticed there was no comments stated that I had made, and so I want to correct that. My statements had to do with permanent solutions for Oceano. Okay, I believe that Oceano deserves permanent solutions for parks, permanent solutions for public restroom facilities, especially a permanent solution for our library. which is due to expire their lease in about 4 years. I want to reemphasize that, and I did make those statements. I believe that by taking a look at whatever is nothing gained by not exploring. Right now, if you go to Wilmar and 23rd Street, you'll see a house that's being presently constructed over a drainage basin. Now, those plans were county approved. How much more could they approve for a public works parks project? Let's look and let's be creative to provide permanent solutions here in Oceano. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. President, with due respect to Mr. Wampler, those comments that he alluded to, he did make, but they were at the October meeting. The November meeting, he did not attend the November Oceano Advisory Council meeting. And so these minutes here would not reflect any comments he made because he wasn't at that meeting. I think Mr. Bookout will attest to that.
I agree.
Okay, thank you. Is there other public comment on the minutes? Okay. Hearing none, I'll look for a motion.
Move to accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
I'm recusing myself.
Carries with one recused.
That's abstained, right?
Abstain.
It's abstained. Sorry.
Abstain. One abstain. I'm corrected. Okay. Thank you. Brings us to item 7A, reports. First is Commander Basti from the Sheriff's Substation. Welcome, Commander.
Good evening, Mr. President and members of the board, staff, and members of the public. Martin Basti, Sheriff's Department. Couple of things. First of all, nothing major to report as far as the criminal activity out of the norm. But I can tell you that during the month of November, December, all the way through New Year's, we need to announce that we're participating in the Avoid the 14, which is the 14 law enforcement agencies combined, do extra patrol to prevent drunk driving accidents and fatalities on the road. So with that said in mind, be sure that if you are going to a party that you get a designated driver. If you're hosting a party, be sure that you provide a designated driver so that we as a community can keep it safe during the holiday season. The 14 agencies throughout the county have put extra funds, so we put extra patrol cars for the specific purpose during the high volume times we feel traffic. It's an opportune time. So we do see an increase during this time of those minor thefts, but again, it can be very critical for this time. So don't make yourself a victim and take a little extra caution. Keep in mind, if you're leaving town and going to visit relatives, we still provide the service of resident checks. So if you're going to be gone for a length of time, come by the office, fill out a vacation leave form so that we can patrol check. And lastly, Friday, we graduate 6 new deputies from the academy, and 2 will be assigned here on a rotating basis for training. And within about 6 months, we anticipate those 2 to be assigned. And then, of course, we'll have to backfill for the retirements and play catch-up. But that will bring our staff up to 23 deputies during the training phase. So that's good news for us. With that, is there any questions, comments, observations, anything you want dealt with?
Any comments or questions for the commander from the public?
Yeah, I'll come by for a couple of coffees.
Okay, could everybody applaud for me then, please? Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And we appreciate the Sheriff's Department looking out for our well-being here and the Highway Patrol and our Fire Department who've had a lot of calls tonight. It's been a busy night, so we appreciate the emergency response very much in the community. Thank you. Brings us to item 7B, reports of district department heads. Any comments or questions from the board on the reports?
I have a comment. I want to thank whoever provided my orientation package for me, and it was probably Gina or one of the staff. They were well put together, well organized, and they're even pretty. They're huge, but they're pretty. Thank you very much.
Other comments?
Comment
or questions from the public on the department head reports? Okay, receive and file, please. Brings us to item 8A, closed session. We have two items at this point. Public employee performance evaluation pursuant to Government Code 54957, which is consideration and modification to the situation this evening. So if anyone has public comment on either of these two items, I recognize several people have spoken to item 8A previously, and I would ask that you respect the right of others to also address the board. But if you have any comment on either item 8A or 8B, please come forward.
Mr. President, before you take the comment, you probably ought to take Mr. Bookout's recusal that he always does on item 8B, and I know Ms. Dean wants to speak to item 8B as well.
Okay, so we should divide it up to...
Yeah, I would divide it up to the two separate items, and then when you take up 8B, hear from them before you take the comment.
Should we leave the room, possibly?
I would at least step down before the comment's taken. So perhaps you could take whatever comment there is on item 8A, close that out, let them say their piece, then take comment on 8B, and then we could go to closed session.
Thank you for the suggestion. Okay, in that case...
Mr. President, I would like to exercise my option to have this held in public session rather than closed session, my evaluation.
Okay. In that case, we will move then to have item 8A changed to open session. And at this time, we'll entertain public comment on item 8A.
Hi, my name is Dave Angelo. As you all know, I've sat on the board for many years. The last 10 years, I worked with Mitch. We weren't always on the same page. We didn't always agree. But never was there a time when I asked him to research something or find out about something that he didn't do in a professional and prompt manner. And I think that... like somebody else had mentioned, for a fresh board to do an evaluation the first night that they're seated seems a little bit strange to me. I mean, there's been so much history, and all you could be going on if you're just seated is emotions. And I think the emotions should be left at the door, and the person, whoever it may be, that's being evaluated should be evaluated on their job performance. And my
community member, my involvement at Oceano Airport is such that I often have involvement with the district on a variety of issues. I found Mr. Cooney in every instance has been 100% knowledgeable about the issues at hand, more than willing to discuss, even when there were problems with agreeing on a particular approach. We've always found resolution because he has that ability to bring consensus and bring value to the discussion, to find ways of creatively addressing problems that come up. And I found that a wonderful way of benefit to the board, to the members of the community, that a man like that can be here and of service to us. I'm very concerned that, does the board have a plan? If you're seriously considering releasing him, you know, is there a plan that's going to allow someone else to fill his shoes? And if there is a plan, wouldn't it take a little time to implement that plan? So I would encourage you not to make rash decisions, but do this methodically, appreciate, learn the man if you're just coming to the board so that you can see his value, and then take the opportunity to address issues as they come along. My experience has been nothing but positive. Thank you.
Thank you. Other public comments?
Well, my name is Kathy Young, Oceano.
Only thing I can say is at least you guys did this openly. Where last meeting it was done, I think, in secret. It was an open agenda item, and then all of a sudden it was a closed agenda item, and the public did not know, and they didn't have any chance to comment at all last month. I only lived here 2.5 years, but I love Oceano, but I've had some bad experiences right from the get-go. I live right off of Tierra Nueva, and we have eucalyptus trees really bad across the street. And they get all over the street. The street is filthy. So I called down here and said, gee, do we get street cleaning? Or who's going to come clean the streets? I didn't get any help. I have nobody offered to try to help me. All they say is, it's not our problem. Call the county. We don't care. We don't do it. So it took me a lot of phone calls and finding out, and I guess we don't clean the streets in Oceano. And if those streets were to be cleaned, then it should have been done when the tract was developed and could be made part of the developer's fees to have street cleaning, but I guess that wasn't done. And then the same trees, there's weeds county to come, but they only do it for 4 feet. There's still high weeds. Oh, and the fire chief did tell me, well, I was certainly welcome to cut them down myself if I wanted to. But I've not been able to get any help. The one time we came down and talked about our $5 late fee that turned into a big, huge, overblown thing at the meeting, I thought I was treated very rudely, and so was my husband. And I noticed Mitch's comment in the paper, I guess it was this week, saying he treats everybody the same, that some people just don't like the answer. And I think if everybody's treated like I was, which was told absolutely not, then I feel sorry for everybody here, but I don't think everybody is treated the same. I think I was treated rudely, my husband was treated rudely. For what reason, I'm not sure if there's personal or not. But I think it wasn't the answer that I didn't mind. It was the way I was told. I think he tends to be a little rude, and I've heard this from several people. This just isn't me. I have had a lot of people say the same thing, that when they have tried to speak to Mr. Cooney, that he's rude to them. So that's all I have to say on that subject. Thank you.
Thank you. Nancy.
Nancy McNeil, Oceana. Pamela's on the board. She's a sworn-in board member. She should absolutely vote on the agenda items. She should absolutely vote on the GM's contract. She's a sworn-in board member. The fact that she was voted in by the people shows that we have confidence in her decision-making, and in her to be fair, that we trust her to be fair, and we voted for change. And we trust her to make those changes. Thank you.
Thank you. Other public comment?
Mr. President, Al Boffman again. Can I speak against to this item now?
Yes, you can.
Okay. In all due respect to our new board member, I don't think we should put her through something like this on her first night as far as the...
Excuse me, Mr. Boffman has the floor.
And I don't think it's fair to her to have to do that, that she has to do that. A new item, though, no matter what comes...
Other public comment?
It's Linda Austin, Oceano. And I just want to say the directors that voted to extend Mitch Cooney's contract last meeting, they did so because they knew it was the right thing to do and in the district's best interest to do so. I have seen Mitch's competence in dealing with this job over the years. One thing that really stands out is the building of the new Sheriff South Station. When the community was asking for the station to be brought back to Oceano, Mitch got right to work, and together with the directors at that time, the sheriff, and with a lot of help from our supervisor, Cacho, they made it happen. Mitch put the contracts together. He got that building built using district reserves. No money had to be borrowed. The building was built under budget and under time. Not only was law enforcement present brought back to Oceano, the district is benefiting from the long-term residual income we're receiving. The lease on the sheriff station brings into this district $9,495 per month. If you times that amount, $9,495, by the 12 months out of the year, and then you divide that by the 2,200 households that use the district services, that is a savings to each household of $51.79 that is not charged for services the district provides. In other words, by having the money in the reserves to finance the station, the rates did not have to go up, and we got a new sheriff's station. This is a good example of Mitch's ability to work with other agencies to get things done. The people here wanted a sheriff's station, and we got one. Another example of Mitch's responsible handling of the district finances is the rental of the old fire station building. We have a current tenant that's paying $700 a month, and when the community health center moves into the other section, that'll make a total of $2,000 more a month that will go into the district's coffers. These are just two of the many instances where Mitch has put his knowledge and skills to work for this community. These examples are why our water rates have not increased since 1997. So it takes a lot of hard work, education, and foresight to oversee a growing community and keep it in the excellent financial condition it's in today. And I consider Mitch to be one of our greatest assets, and I'd like to continue to see his talents at work helping to move this community forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Other public comment on this item, please.
Mark Wampler, Oceano. I too recall when our sheriff's office had vacated several months ago, a couple of us, were back here looking at public records here in the back room. We discovered that a whole decade of the 80s of public records were missing. Now, I've said this before, maybe people don't believe me, but we were there, and two gentlemen knew what I'm talking about. A whole decade of gone, missing. And we heard the excuse was that the janitor went and threw them away by mistake. Well, I'm wondering about that. You know, is that like dog eating the homework? So, to me, that's shocking. What are we going to do about public records a whole decade missing? And I'd like to talk about garbage in our alleys. And that's a big sore subject. Now, I knocked on a few doors here during this campaign. One of the big things I heard is, you know what, there's just trash in our alley. And every time that we try to call down here at the office, we get to run around. We don't get any response. I myself have cleared out mattresses and junk out of my own alley. All right. We've made calls, and there's been no response. And I can name names, people. All right. So I have to side with what has been stated before, that the response has not been what it's supposed to be, that people are still having to deal with their own stuff. Now, we have an agreement with the garbage company, $5,000, from what I understand, a $5,000 discretionary fund. I've been asking about what's happened to that fund. How is that being used? Is it being used at all? Do we know, do we have a record of response from people calling and getting action on garbage in the alleys? I don't think people are being treated fairly with trash in our alleys. Now, I'm going to have to mention the one big special interest project that we're all aware of. I'm not going to mention that special interest project. You know what that is? That for the past 10 years, $2.1 million has been commandeered through CDBG grant money to this project. Our streets and alleys have been neglected over the past 10 years because of that. It's all sitting in one place. And I have to wonder about the $13,000 in monthly mortgage payments that are landing on that project, and how long is that particular organization going to last? Maybe a year, 2 years before the funds are run out? Okay? It's going to land in the district's laps. It's going to land in the ratepayers' laps. Okay, now, the OCSDwatchdog.com, I suggest that people that are interested in free speech, want to know a balanced view, ought to go and check it out. I'm not going to sit up here and verbatim talk about it. You check it out. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comment on this item?
Al, who had a part-time person. My thought is, for the board members, if you know already that Mr. Cooney's contract is expiring in June of 2007, and he stated to me that he was planning on retiring, his wife was retiring from the school district as well next June, I don't understand what the sense would be and how it benefits the citizens of Oceano not to do a good thorough search for someone to take this position, which I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody to take for $85,000 a year. I made that as an assistant manager at Costco in the Bay Area, and my responsibilities were a heck of a lot less than what this gentleman has to do every day with no politics involved. I think the learning position on this learning curve is probably pretty high on this position. And I know Mitch would be, from my experience, he's always pleasant, always helpful. I'm sure he would be happy to train someone to do what he's been doing. I think he even expressed once that it took him a couple of years to really understand the water business. And unfortunately, I think most of the CSD managers only last a few years, so by the time they learn, they're gone. So not everyone in this room may agree with everything that's gone on in this district over the last, 20 years or 10 years, but when you have someone who's doing a good job and not breaking laws, not making residents fearful, I don't understand where the sense is in the directors deciding that the best way to serve the citizens here is to let someone go who has a lot of experience, who's planning on leaving in 6 months, without allowing him to stay, help search for his replacement. That's my comment.
Thank you. Other public comment?
Hi, Regina Rocha again. I would like to say that what this last lady said makes more sense than anything I have heard here today. Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you. Other public comment?
My name is Manuel Lopez. Can I comment on the flooding?
First of all, I'd like to comment on a couple of things about this. The rules of order and the general manager's contract state that the general manager's review happens in June of each year. And as a result, I was interested in why the item was put on. Someone mentioned the newspaper comment about a lame duck board evaluating the general manager's contract. I found it very peculiar and unusual to see the general manager's contract subject to discussion at the last meeting, which is nowhere near June. So that's one point of interest. Another point of interest is that the contract, someone mentioned that he's going to retire in June or May or June sometime already. And in fact, that was memorialized in a signed contract agreement with the board that we approved a year ago, June. And I found that the idea of putting on the agenda, again, extension to the general manager's contract when a number of things were agreed to, a $15,000 raise and various other things, fairly much contingent on the idea that the contract would end at that particular time, I found that to be very discouraging and inappropriate. It showed me that the general manager, first of all, I was happy to let things go, let the contract run its course. Let business take care of itself. However, this was forced on us the last time. The agendas put together by the general manager and the president working together with input from the other board members. Finding this item on the agenda the way it was showed me that, in my opinion, the general manager has no respect for the board, for myself, for Director Bookout, for our newly elected director that he's not even worked with on the board, and showed me that he has no respect for the electoral process, nor the contracts or the other agreements that were in place. The last meeting to end the 60-day termination clause with no penalty to either side of the agreement, and in my opinion, fortunately, that item was voted down. But that's the kind of thing that's going on.
Could I just speak to that issue for just a second?
Please, Alex.
Without arguing the points that you're making, I just want to advise you that there are statutory prohibitions against revealing items that are discussed in closed session. There are criminal penalties that can't apply other than the required reporting that comes out of
that was an item that actually came to a vote, and the general managers asked that his performance review be handled in public.
I don't have the power to stop you from talking about anything you want to talk about, and certainly this performance evaluation occurs in open session, and you have fair game to discuss the performance of the general manager. I simply wanted to caution you about the statutory prohibitions on discussing things that occur in closed session other than as is required with regard to reporting things out of closed session. And you can certainly make of that whatever you want to.
Can I ask Alex
Thank
a question?
You, I appreciate here? That.
Can I ask him a question? Yeah. Alex, during that last closed session that we had, that we were in there, there was a vote made that wasn't reported outside of that room. Should that have been reported on the vote that was made by two directors?
The board is required to report actions taken.
But not
a vote. A vote made which doesn't result in any action by the board is not an action taken.
So if a motion was made for something in a closed session,
and
no action was taken, it does not have to be brought out to the public.
It is not a report.
In this part section.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, I've been requested to have a 5-minute break, so we'll take a 5-minute break. Okay, I'd like to reconvene the meeting at this time. I'd like to get a sense of the board members of whether we want to conduct this item in open session or in closed session.
There are two separate sections that talk about employee matters and going to closed session for employee matters. One, the section that this was agendized under, talks about evaluations and appointment of public agency employees. I believe it also talks about termination as well, but I'm not 100% sure of that right off the top of my head. Under that section, the board makes the decision about whether to go to closed session or not to consider the matter. There is a separate, and there is no discussion in that section about the subject employee having the right to require that it be an open session. There is a separate section that talks about closed sessions to hear complaints or to discuss discipline of a public agency employee. And in connection with that section, there is a requirement to give the subject employee, I believe it's a 24-hour notice prior to the meeting, that there is an intention to go to closed session to discuss that item. And in that section, it is very specific that the employee has the right to require that the matter be done in open session. So it's not quite exactly the way either one of you have said it. I believe that's a correct statement of the law, although I was not really anticipating this issue coming up, and so I haven't done a thorough investigation of it, but I believe what I said is correct.
Thank you.
Since we're not considering punitive action or termination for cause, I believe that the board has the right to conduct this item as it's been placed on the agenda in closed session.
And I would again ask for a sense of the board of whether we want to continue an open session or move to closed session.
I, for myself, as one, I strongly feel this needs to be handled in closed session.
There's already been remarks made in open session that need to be responded to in open session. It's already started in open session. It is something that we go to closed session to protect the employee when they're being evaluated. If the employee does not want to be
that I would like to have it in closed session so we can discuss those items that Alex says we are not able to speak about and be clued into this. I fully expected that I could ask questions in closed session that maybe would not be allowed in open session, and I would like to have it in closed session, please.
Would there be any questions she could ask in closed session that she cannot ask in open session?
That'd be for her to decide, Vern, not you.
Legally?
I presume there's questions about what happened at the last closed session.
Correct.
I think she already knows. Yeah, I
think
so too.
It seems that the sense of the board,
I think there's still an issue that this has already started in open session and that there's already been statements made in open session that need to be responded to in open session.
Well, Vern, then I'll allow you to go ahead and respond to those comments.
Well, then this needs to continue in open session. It needs to be in open session. And the public should see and know what's going on here.
I think if the general manager wants to have this in open session, we should, because there could be a decision made that would result in a punitive thing, termination.
There's no punitive. The 60-day notice that's available in the contract has nothing to do with punitiveness. It's the right of the general manager to give 60 days notice. It's the right of the district to give 60-day notice. No reason needs to be given.
Alex, did you? I mentioned in an email to you about my things. Have you passed on the emails to the other directors that I are correspondents?
Some of the correspondence between
you and
all the correspondence between you and I, I've passed on to the general manager because that's my duty under the arrangement with the board. And there was one or two of the emails in which you made references to President Hill, and so I made sure that they got passed on to him. I've not shared any of the rest of it with the rest of the board. I thought that might be something that would come up for discussion tonight at an appropriate time.
Could we discuss that in?
So I think this is a very critical issue to the community, and that this needs to be where the community can hear what's going on. I think that I feel very strongly about that, and I think many, many people in the community feel strongly about that as well. Am I right?
Yes. Vern.
Make a motion.
Let's consider a motion. If there's a motion to have it in closed session,
make a motion that we keep it in open session.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded that we continue the meeting in open session.
I'd like to make a motion to.
We have a motion on the floor.
Sorry.
Right now. Could I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
No.
Director Dean?
No.
President Hill?
No. With that, we'll move to closed session.
We still have an issue with the fact that there has been it has been started in open session. There have been accusations made. There have been accusations made in open session that have been untrue, and they need to be addressed.
Point of order. May I ask you, Council, a question?
Please.
Since if we're getting ready to go into closed session, do we not need to, at the same time, have a public comment for B,
so that you
we don't have to come back out again?
You are correct and on that point. And speaking to the issue that Director Dahl has raised, I am somewhat troubled by the fact that this started in open session and you're going to closed session now. But frankly, I don't know that there's any law on that issue. I've been doing this more than 20 years. I've never run across this particular issue. I've never seen a case that addressed this particular issue. So I frankly don't know what the law is.
Well, then I think we should find out what it is before you go into closed session.
Absolutely.
This employee has asked for a right, and he needs to have his right investigated.
But one little footnote, I'm not sure that I'd find any helpful.
In open session, and it was put on in closed session, but that be that as it may.
There's a lot of things that come up on the agenda that is postponed to another meeting.
Vern, I tell you what, you've said that there's been untrue allegations made. Why don't I reopen the public comment to you to make whatever statement you want to make?
I can do that, but there's still a lot of things that need to be brought out for the public's awareness as well and things that need to be said in the public ear. But I will address that issue at this time. And what has been said is that there have been accusations made against the general manager here that he has disrespected the board, disrespected the community by having this, or by putting this, or having this item put on the agenda for the last board meeting. And this is an example of some of the stuff that has gone on in this community, where people do not get their facts, they make their assumptions, and then they come out and accuse people of things that are completely untrue. And Mr. Cooney has been the brunt of this many times over. This accusation that he had no idea, he had no prior knowledge to it, that it was to be put on the agenda until he was told to put it on. He had no choice to put it on any more than he had any choice to put on the one that is on the agenda right now. That came on the agenda because we were looking 6 months away to having somebody walk out of this organization that was a key component to this organization. And it was discussed. I discussed it with David. And what he thought of the idea, and then we talked to the employees to see how they felt about the general manager and the job that he was doing here, and how he was to work with, and the excitement that there was the possibility to keep him longer because of the tremendous support that he has from the people that are underneath him is. It's very masterminding this, putting this together. So this is what you see coming out of this board at this point in time. It is it's a sad scenario, but you can rest assured that if we lose him, that the amount of money it's going to take to replace what he does in that office is definitely over the next period, the next year. You may not see it on your next water bill, but within the next year or two, you will definitely be seeing higher water rates in this community from the amount of money it's going to cost to replace this gentleman. Thank you.
The last closed session. Can I talk?
Do you have any other comment you want to make, Vern? In open session,
I have a lot of things I would like to say to the public about the things that Mitch has done for this community. You go to your water bills each month. You pay, or every other month you pay your water bill. Each time you pay your water bill, you can be sure that it's at least around $15 less than it would be otherwise.
Oh.
Because you want the numbers? I got the numbers.
Excuse me.
Okay. But otherwise, I've got the floor and I'm talking now. Okay. Your water bills, when you go pay your water bill every other month, okay, from the money that comes in from that sheriff station, the money that comes in from that fire department building over there, from the money that comes into outside water sales that we make, your bill is on the average for the average household $15 a month less. Okay. I've run those numbers, and those are the absolute numbers of what's going on here. And this is what you're looking at, and you're going to look at the other end of that if we end up replacing this gentleman.
Okay, thank you.
I can go over numerous contributions that he's made to this district.
Is there a question on the floor? No,
I reopened public comment to Director Dahl so that he could make his comment in public since he wanted to do that. Okay, thank you. I'll reclose the public comment, and at the pleasure of the board, we'll adjourn to closed session.
You need to take
there is a second item on discussion for closed session.
Work for one of the defendants in this case.
And we will do a little bit of research on Ms. Dean's situation and report back within the next week or so.
Okay, thank you. So at this time, I'll open public comment on item 8B, which is conference with legal counsel regarding litigation, Government Code Section 54956.9A, William Bookout versus State of California et al., San Luis Obispo Superior Court, case number CV060384. So the director's slip. Okay, would anyone like to address the board on item 8B at this time?
So I would like to, President Hill. last year in January, I remember that you had specifically called a special meeting. It was a Saturday. The reason I remember, it was a special flood meeting. It was basically a town hall meeting, and it was as packed as it is here tonight. I had taped that meeting, and I listened to county, Caltrans, the district, one by one up, and pretty much basically passing the buck about who is in charge, who has jurisdiction. And one after one, I heard people stand up and with outrage that no one was willing to really take some responsibility for our problems here. You know, you had suggested a simple maintenance solution, and I think that's what it takes, a simple maintenance solution. And I think you're doing the best you can, Mr. Hill, to address this problem right from the beginning of flooding here. I've been here since 67, and every single season we have rain, makes the newspapers. I'm not sure there's really an easy answer at this point, but I know that you're doing the best you can. Thank you.
Other public comment on this item?
Joe Shacker, Oceano. Both items, he has a conflict of interest. Mr. Bookout should not vote on either item. It's clear they're both tied together. It's in his best interest to get rid of Mr. Cooney. Can't you see that? And our legal counsel should make this known. He has a definite conflict of interest by getting rid of Mitch Cooney. If you can say it's allowed for the legal counsel to speak on this issue, are both items tied together?
Both items are separate items on the agenda. Anyone else like to address the board on this?
Yeah. My name is Manuel Lopez, and I want to speak about the flooding there by my house. I just want everybody to know that my taxes on that issue there to take care of that went up 50%, not 10, 20, or 30. Or 40, 50%. tell me, is that right or is that wrong? Where's my help? I'm not pointing at anybody. Why did everybody let this go through?
Are you
then we have to pay for it, the people that are, all down here at the bottom where the water floods at.
I'd like to ask a question just for clarification. Are you referring to the creek, the Zone 11A?
No, not the creek. The flooding right there by Figueroa Tire and Chacho's and the man that which, Bill was just talking about. He's on this side. I'm on the other side.
That I believe what you may be referring to is the County Flood Control Zone 1 and 1A,
yeah.
Which just had a which is not related to this district at all. It's a county, a separate portion of the county flood control district.
You guys don't have nothing to do with it.
The district here has nothing to do with it. In fact, that's outside of our the creek itself is outside of our boundaries. The residents, many of the residents that are affected, are indeed in this district as well.
It also has nothing to do with the flooding on Highway 1.
Yeah, and the tax election that was held for the creek maintenance, Regina was here, worked very hard on that. That actually did save the residents that were in Zone 1 and 1A, probably two-thirds. If the state had taken that over, your bill would have been higher by a lot.
My bill is 50%. But the thing is, we were talking to you earlier, we're all supposed to take care of one another, not just one area. That's all.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Anyone else for a discussion on item 8B, conference with Lee? Vern, we need you right now.
Mitch, you're requested.
Okay. Our rules of order require that we not extend a meeting beyond 10 p.m. without approval of the board. So I'll look for a motion to extend the meeting beyond 10 p.m.
I move that we extend the board past 10 p.m.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you. Okay, the board has concluded the closed session items, and Alex, can you?
Certainly. President Hill, members of the board, members of the public, with regard to item 8A, public employee performance evaluation pursuant to Government Code Section 54957, specifically an evaluation of the general manager, the board adopted a motion accepting a statement from General Manager Cooney rejecting the contract extension approved by the board at its November 22nd meeting. That was approved on a unanimous vote of the board. With regard to item 8B, conference with legal counsel with regard to litigation, Bookout versus State of California, on that matter, Directors Bookout and Dean recused themselves and left the room during the discussion. The remaining board adopted a unanimous motion rejecting the claim filed by Pismo Oceano Vegetable Exchange and directing staff to send the statutorily required notice.
Thank you. That brings us to item number 9A, fire items. I have to comment, thank you, Chief. Thank you to the department. I know you guys had a busy night tonight. There were several calls earlier in the evening, and I appreciate the response by the department.
You're welcome. Santa Claus is going to be here next Tuesday night. We're going to take him for a ride on the fire engines around town to announce his arrival, and then he'll be back here at 7 p.m. to greet all the kiddies.
At 7 p.m. and the date?
The 19th.
The 19th, 7 p.m. on the 19th, Santa Claus will be here. And all the elves. Inspection of district sewer and water lines following the San Simeon earthquake 3 years ago now.
This is our ongoing disclosure of the emergency.
We are about to work with the county to get an agreement that will be brought back to this board for approval, which will commence the $1 million grant. If anything were to go wrong during the construction of any of these sewer lines, we want to be able to jump in there and fix them without having to go through the normal bid process and coming back to the board while we got sewage leaking all over town. So we want to be able to deal with that emergency if it should it come up.
Okay. I'm starting to get a little concerned with the length of time this has been on the agenda, but I think you've had
If the board wants to declare the emergency over, it can. You have that option to do that. The problem is that we have been advised not to do that by the grant people. So
okay. In that case, we should probably keep going with it. Comments, questions from the board? Comments, questions from the public?
Yes, I do. My question had to do with the CDBG money, $322,000, that was for sagging sewer lines. Now, I know this might not be unrelated, but is there a tie-in between those figures and this $1 million grant at all? I'm just Joe Pugh asking up here.
Yes.
And, okay, so... is there any? I'm going to have to tie in here with Jim. Is there any sort of a closure, a timeline to this? I mean, how is this going to be an ongoing emergency? Has there been any sort of communication with you that there would be some sort of a closure to this sometime?
Do you want me to answer? I have no authority to answer without the board directing me.
Please do, if you could make a brief statement.
Okay. The grant funds will need to be expended before the conclusion of the next fiscal year, which is, I believe, October. We're talking federal fiscal year. There were several instances during the sewer cleaning, and I can think of one exactly, that we kind of utilized the provisions of this when we were cleaning those of us who want to spend money for pipe in the ground. And, our position is going to have to be to lobby and to argue the point that it's better to have pipe in the ground than environmental reports on the shelf. And, because you can spend the whole $1 million on reports.
Okay, thank you.
Without too much problem.
Any other comment? Hearing none, I'll look for a motion.
I make a motion that we extend the emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we extend the emergency declared after the San Simeon earthquake. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. It's getting rather late. I'd like to take something out of order. Item 11C, a resolution commending Dave Angelo. This is consideration of the general manager and the board's recommendation to pass and adopt OCSD Resolution 2006-26, commending David Angelo for distinguished service to the community of Oceano and Halcyon. So with that introduction, anyone from the public like to address that issue? Okay. Comment, questions from the board?
Do we have it? We don't have it ready to sign.
No, but we do have that. We do have the resolution as part of your packet.
Yeah.
Yes.
But not that I don't have the signed one now.
Well, this is one of the honors we have as a board to be able to recognize someone that. Especially someone of such stature as Dave, in the many, many tireless long hours and years of service that he's given to this district, doing what he can to move it forward, and a lot of positive things that have happened, the sheriff's station that has happened during his tenure, the and numerous other things. The housing that we now have for the fire department, full-time fire department. This is, to me, an honor to be able to recognize him in this manner.
Second.
Okay, going back to item 10B, results of bids returned for a 2007 one-ton truck with service body. The board has approved issuance of a bid spec, and we've received bids back with the intention of purchasing a one-ton utility vehicle for the water department, and understand that we have bids returned back.
We budgeted $40,000 approximately. $40,500 in the budget. Utility operations supervisor Phil Davis put together the specifications, and we sent it out. Got the bid results back, and we are recommending that Paradise Chevrolet be awarded the bid in the amount of $28,545.11, and that includes the tax.
Sounds to me like a great idea.
Very good.
Comments, questions from the board? Let's take comment from the public on this item first. Hearing none. Comment from the board?
Well, we've already approved it. We have lowest bid. The limited slip differential is not an issue, or
it's not available on this small of a vehicle. We needed the 3500 to get the limited. I think it's 3500 instead of the 2500 engine to get the limited slip differential. So, no one could provide that. What authorization we need is you had to authorize the bid specifications. Now you have to authorize us to actually purchase the vehicle.
And you're not recommending to go to the larger engine?
Because our driving is, start and stop and, just within a 1.7 mile area. So, and we'll be using it to pull our sewer cleaner, won't we?
Okay. Any other comment?
I had a question concerning the other trucks that are in the water yard are being used, and some of them are getting pretty old. Are we doing a trade-in or anything like that?
I'm not quite sure that what we have is worth trading.
Salvage surplus?
I don't know. We have Phil might have something to say about that. I don't think that's our employees.
Oh,
It's an employee-owned vehicle.
We intend to surplus it.
Not the employee vehicle, though.
Yeah, no.
But he drove it to work and it stopped working, and so.
Okay.
Now, if we did what President Hill suggested about the salaries, maybe we could buy a vehicle.
Maybe we should surplus his automobile. Ask him.
Okay, back to the subject at hand. Do we have a motion to proceed?
I'll make a motion to approve the bid of $28,545.11 received from Paradise Chevrolet, and authorize the general manager to proceed with the purchase of a one-ton truck.
Very good.
I would second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the bid of $28,545.11 received from Paradise Chevrolet and authorize the general manager to proceed with the purchase of the one-ton truck. We have a roll call, please, Gina.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. Item 10C, relief from extraordinary utility billing. This is consideration of the general manager's recommendation to adjust the current utility billing for property owners experiencing a higher than normal utility billing due to line breakages or leaks.
We received a letter from one of our customers who had a problem. They have a vacation home. If you can see the difference, their average water usage is $188 for every two-month period. Their water bill for this time was $865. they have fixed their leak, and the recommendation is that we make the adjustment to the average amount for the past 18 months.
Okay, comment or question from the public on this item? Hearing none. Comment or questions from the board?
This is, falls within our policies of what we normally do, and I would think that we should do it with these people as we have done with all the others.
Okay. Do we then have a motion?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Item number 11, committee assignments. The general manager has provided a board member list of board committees, and typically in the first meeting of January, we assign the committee meetings for board members, so I would request that the board look over the list of committee assignments and consider ones that they would be interested in going forth in the future. The core committees, two directors apiece, are fire department, parks and recreation, finance, personnel, supervisor liaison, water and sewer, community enhancement, and service quality. We could also consider additions or restrictions on that list. And there are other committees, airport land use. These are ones that our other districts or other agencies have meetings, and we like to send a board member to attend those meetings such that the information can be brought back to the board. Those are airport land use, California special districts, Oceano advisory, Halcyon advisory, South San Luis Obispo sanitation district, thank you. Zone 3, which is the water district from Lopez Lake. Zone 3 technical, which Phil typically attends. The Water Resources Advisory Committee. Zone 1-1A, which is Arroyo Grande Creek in the local area. Fire consolidation and Halcyon advisory. So if you could please consider those and contact me with what you'd like to do.
President Hill. If we could have anybody who's interested prior to January 3rd submit just a written note to staff, and we'll make sure that the president gets those prior to the board meeting of January 10th.
Thank you very much. So make the comments to the general manager or the staff. Okay, item 11B, the request by Kathy Young of Oceano to address the board.
Excuse me.
President Hill, are you taking public comment?
I'm sorry, yes, I overlooked that. Thank you very much. Yes, we would like to have public comment on the concern. Very good question. There is a position called supervisor liaison, which typically the president takes, and the president, other board members, and the general manager can all appear to advocate for the board of supervisors.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other public comment on that item?
Yes, I'd like to make some comments about our Oceano Advisory Council. You know, as former past chairman, I'm very concerned about the way and the direction the council is going, and that I see a very drastic need for a complete bylaws revamp. Now, I know there's been some work on it, but it seems to me that the way it's headed seems to be pretty closed door and pretty, you know, what I consider sectarian. I would like to see what the advisory councils are supposed to be, and that is a wide range of opinion and background from different walks of life. And as president, sir, I would trust that you will appoint those that would be broad-minded as far as our advisory group revamp those bylaws. Let's get respect back. The county needs and should respect advisory groups, and advisory groups on a countywide level are really under a lot of attack. Credibility is suffering, relevance is suffering, and so you know, if the people are to be represented on the county level with regards to land use and projects, let's get a council that's respectable and it's run right. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Any other public comment on this item?
Did I hear you say that you have a kind of a floating board of supervisor liaison thing?
Typically, we have what's called supervisor liaison, which is a standing committee. And typically, that's the president and one other board member who's like an alternate. And the general manager is a ex officio member of all of our committees.
Right. Well, I would actually add, once again, I've asked you this for 3 years in a row, that you put together a legislative subcommittee. So you're not just restricted at the Board of Supervisors. I know that Nunez and Boxer are working very hard right now to put together a statewide working group on flood in the state of California. I'd really like to see us at the table on that one. So just don't restrict us to just to the Board of Supervisors. But we have zero visibility on any legislative level whatsoever. You know, and
California Special Districts Association is against that because we know where all the money would go. It would go into the Sacramento Delta, it would go into San Francisco, and it would go nowhere near us. And we would still wind up paying the $7 per utility bill per month, or per bill. So, you know, I think we do have representative on the legislative level. And if there is something that needs to be brought to that attention, I would really appreciate Ms. Lucy bringing it up. But, you know, that the flooding issue, you know, we're trying to kill it. We're not trying to embrace it because, you know, as I said, the solution is to charge everybody $7 on their utility bill.
I think we're talking about two entirely different things.
Well, I guess I've been wasting my time going to Sacramento then.
Well, we understand your point, if I can paraphrase it, that the district should have a representative that interacts more directly with legislative offices at the state and possibly federal level. Thank you.
I think you could probably make that part of the supervisor liaison committee.
Okay, well, we'll consider that suggestion. Okay, that does bring us again to item 11B, with my apologies for the delay. Request by Kathy Young to address the board.
Members of the board, we have a request by Ms. Young to deal with two issues. One issue is written communication. Now, I don't know how you board members want to handle written, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Ms. Young, and I guess that is a deficiency on my part, and I do apologize for that. The other is a street lighting issue that has been brought already before the street lighting committee of the district. So, Ms. Young, you want to?
Well, since that was my husband wondering if I was dead in a ditch, I don't mind going next meeting to save you guys time since it's already 10:30. But if you want to, it's up to you guys.
That would be at your discretion. This is on the agenda if you...
Because it'll take a while. So can we do would it be all right to go to the next meeting?
If we could.
I just know people have been here a really long time and it's really late. And
thank you. I appreciate that. We would ask that be tabled and assure that it's put on the agenda for the next meeting. As
plant meeting where the rate increase was approved, and we had probably the most people that we ever have at those meetings, since normally we never have any public at those meetings at all. We had a few protests. Don't know exactly how many, somewhere between 10 and 20, I believe. And we had a bit of public comment. There was a number of people that stood up and, you know, the gist of the public comment was that they did not want to see or did not want any increase in sanitation rate. The first speaker at the of the from the public comment actually had some suggestions on how not to increase the rate, where the and that was the only suggestions on how we could not, what we could do to not increase the rate. The others were just, we don't want to see it increased. But those suggestions was basically stop expanding and stop improving the sanitation plant, which would end up resulting in, a plant that becomes out of date and ends up getting fined and ends up costing even that much more in the future. So that's basically the what happened at the sanitation plant meeting. There was Zone 11A meeting I attended, and pruning and thinning of the willows in the creek is complete for what they're going to get done this year. A lot of the crews were called away from there to fight fires, and so they didn't get done quite as much as they wanted to get done, but still got quite a bit done. They got most of the cleaning between the 22nd, or between the Halcyon Bridge and the 22nd Bridge, and a little bit south of 22nd, or west of 22nd as well. They're still moving forward on the Memorandum of Understanding, and that's about all I have to report offhand on that committee. And I think that...
On the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program update, they're working on that. And then the other thing that was brought out, the earthquake caused some damage, and at that time FEMA okayed the replacements or the taking care of that. And now FEMA is saying, oops, don't want to pay all that. So they're fighting about, we're fighting with FEMA now. We've done the work, paid the bill, waiting to get reimbursed. It's not, that's not going really good. And Whitaker Company continues to work on the chlorine contact chamber where there was a little problem. The next meeting of the sanitation district for this month has been canceled due to the holidays. The fire committee, 760 calls so far this year. It's a calendar year. That's from January 1. A little more than last year. The fire prevention classes that were to be offered have been postponed until the end of January because not enough people signed up for it. And it becomes too expensive. The school doesn't want to do it if they don't have X number of people. So that'll be done towards the end of January. We had a vegetation fire on Stagecoach outside of Aurora Grande. We have two grants. We're waiting on the rules for one of them. And the regional grant from FEMA, we're waiting on the list to see what we get to buy. Is that correct? Yeah, we got that one. Vehicle 6193, we put new batteries in it. Takes three batteries for that fire engine or for that vehicle. Also worked on the auto transmission system, had a leak. They took care of that. 6192 is in the shop for a front end alignment. Both of those items are covered under the maintenance budget that we have. So even though we were spending money at came out of their maintenance budget for that. Mike talked about Santa Claus going to be here at 7 p.m. And then the last thing, the Private Industry Council has a federally funded program where children, teenagers, can come and spend some time working in our fire department. It's kind of like an internship. The two students that we have both attend Lopez High School. And I believe that is all from the fire committee meeting. That's it for me.
Okay, thank you. I have nothing on this item, Bill.
OSHA Advisory has talked quite a little bit about our state parks and actions taking place on the state parks, possibly bringing money into the community of Oceano to help do improvements to our community in Oceano. Our Parks and Recreation has no money budgeted for putting in a park, enhancing a park, enhancing the community as of this last budget. That could change in the future. The other day, an article, and this, I feel this needs to come out to the public, because an article came out in the paper regarding the our beach. And our beach is visited by 1.5 million people a year. It's actually increasing to about 2 million people a year. Our off-road vehicles are a great asset to our community and enhance our community, bring people into our community. And it's not going to go away. We need to enhance it, and we need to appreciate what we have in our community. But our county of San Luis Obispo has stated that there is a lease coming up of property owned by the county of San Luis Obispo. It's a 25-year lease that was put back in the 80s when the state parks came into the Oceano community and started managing the off-road vehicles there. Since then, there's been a lot of people in the public saying they'd like to get this, the improvements to the community. Years ago, the OCSD, this is just my take and I wanted to bring it out to the public, OCSD had taken control of the airport when the county was getting rid of it, and OCSD managed it for a year or 2 years and then decided to give it back to the county. Well, the county apparently, to me, and this is my view, the county is apparently willing to sell for a profit to the state parks 580 acres of beachfront property within the boundaries of the Oceano Dunes State Vehicle Recreation Area. I'm just want to bring this idea out to the public, let the public run with it, and maybe it can come back to us as a board that possibly Oceano annex this area if the county would allow us to do that. Our income and enhance the future of Oceano. Would like to get some public opinion on it. And the first part, next time we have a Parks and Recreation meeting, I'd like to have some attendance at it and bring this issue to for discussion.
Director Bookout, as far as annexing a piece of property, it has to be contingent to the district now. We can't jump areas.
Can't jump over some areas.
Right. You have to, it's got to be adjacent to us. We can add to the district, like we could pick up that whole parcel across 22nd Street, you know, because it's right there. But we can't, you know, have a LAFCO will not allow a big gap.
By annexing the 22nd Street across over there and then equally annexing this would put us right into that area.
If it's all adjacent, yes.
So in theory, we could annex both areas, bringing the traffic of the beach through Oceano out to 22nd Street through the dunes rather than having it go onto the beach as it currently is, where there's a lot of public outcry, residents in the community down there. And we could kill two birds with one stone, making Oceano one step closer to being a city.
I'm glad I only have six months left. Wow!
Think of the potentials that this could bring into Oceano.
They have to want to be annexed. You can't say I'm going to annex.
I can't say they're going to want to, but I do realize that there. At one time, we talked about sewer plant and their overflow of their sewage at the park over there in heavy flow weekends, and their need to possibly use our sewer plant, which would actually benefit our sewer plant and create more income for us as a community. There's a lot to think about here, and we have a great, very competent general manager that for 2006... This is, if I had one request of you, this is my request.
Take over the world.
That's 2006. Maybe I'm giving you enough time. We'll go into 2007. This is the one thing. If you can do this, you got the whole town thanking you for the future, in my opinion.
218 funding. Now, what has happened to that? Has there been any development with that?
Please, if you have any additional comments.
I did ask Tony about that, about the insurance, mm-hmm. and it is still being discussed. And the gentleman, what's the other guy's name that worked with you on the committee? Let's come here and talk. Can't think of the gentleman's name. He comes here sometimes, who's very involved with that and trying to convince them.
Norm Getty.
That's
you.
It. Norm Getty is carrying the ball on trying to convince the county that they have money for the insurance, so that it doesn't need to come out of the taxes that the folks are paying for that.
Thank you.
But that's just, we ask about it every time.
That's a good question to ask, especially for the people that live in that zone. Actually, all of residents here in Oceano. Now, just as a follow-up, if that those funds were to be tapped into paying insurance, would the ratepayers suffer for that? Would their property taxes be increased as a result of that, you think? Or is that a hypothetical? In other words...
I think it can only go up so much percent each year, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
This was a Prop 218 vote, and it's very specific. It is indexed just like your property taxes are, but they just can't come up with a new number.
The only thing that they could do is they could spend less cleaning the creek and saying, you know, out of this pie that we have of money from you, we're going to pay for the insurance, and that's less money for working on the creek.
Okay.
And that's what he's fighting.
Okay, thank you. Thanks to Norm Getty for doing
everybody that. That all of the money would be spent on maintenance of the creek rather than insurance at the time
Correct.
Of the election.
Okay.
And that's what we were told.
Right.
That's good. All right. Secondly, I like Bill's vision. I think getting property away from the state is going to be a hard sell. But because we were sitting on a gold mine here in Oceano, real estate-wise, but if for some reason, somehow, that an annexation could happen, divert the flow of traffic off a pier onto 22nd, it runs right by my property. Oh, my God. it's going to be one busy street. But, you know, why not?
Pamela?
Well, I had wanted to thank the people that voted for me. And part of what I wanted was to have people speak out and be respected when they spoke out. And I feel that we tried to do that tonight. I don't think we succeeded as well as we should have. I do want everybody here. I want to hear them. I cannot respond to the people if you don't speak. And my whole campaign was to have a community voice here, to have a vision. We all want to improve our community. We all want to make it better, and we've got to get together to do that. So I'm hoping that we can improve and get better and go forward and make the changes we need to make ourselves better. Thank you.
The only one that I have is I've driven through the community at night, and if you haven't driven through Oceano at night in the Christmas season, you definitely are missing a treat. If you drive up any of the streets, 22nd Street comes to mind. There's some spectacular decorations there. If you want to take the kids out and just have a nice drive through the community, look at all of the decorations. Some of our houses and residences are just spectacular to see. So I want to commend everyone for their holiday spirit and improvement to the community, and welcome everyone from the South County or anyone who's coming wants to see a great display at the holiday season. I think you'd be well pleased to come to Oceano. Brings us to item 14, consideration of the warrants.
In the spirit of this chair, I move we pay the bills.
Okay, I believe we have to take one out of order. Is that, can we amend your?
Yeah, with the exception of the attorney's soonest bill. As Dave would always say when he sat here, I move to pay the bills.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any comment from the public on the warrants? Hearing none, bringing it back to the board. Any comments or questions from the board? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries unanimous. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. No, recused.
Any opposed? Recused. One. Carries 4-0 with one recused. Item 15, general public comment.
Tonight is one of a meeting that I'll never forget. And, you know, I have to, comment with you, Pamela, that, you know, we need to pull together and work together and try as much as we can to be respectful. I was very disappointed tonight. And, you know, many times the past 2 years that I've attended these meetings, many times there'd just be less than a handful of us out here with staff and board outnumbering us by over 2-1. And many times just a couple of people standing up in public comment. And I would like to see that those very strong heard voices that overspent their time show up at regular meetings, even if it's just humdrum, because this is the day-to-day workings of the district. And I realize it's easy to kick back and watch it on TV, and that came at a price. Okay, that wouldn't have happened except the major changes that we saw in 05. And I'm very thankful for AGP and their contribution to bringing this meeting into to homes and families. So when we do stand up and we do talk, let's be respectful. And let's participate in not just special interest items, but on all the items. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment? Hearing none, do we have any written communication?
No, sir.
In that case?
One thing. We missed, did you, Mitch, did we miss a report from you from the RAC, or did you have?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. We talked about on the RAC. Real quickly, we talked about the countywide water master plan. Right now it's going on, as I said, in the Paso Robles area. There's some controversy about the banking of water up there in the shale portion outside of Paso Robles. And they're also going into the resource management plan that has to be developed, change chairman to chairperson and stuff like that, but nothing substantive happened at that.
Thank you. My apologies for overlooking that, and thank you, Vern, for reminding us. Any comment on that report? Okay, with that,
I don't want it.
We're adjourned.